subject of intensive investigations by Iranian authorities. 30 people were killed and 200 were injured in the blast, which intelligence officials have blamed on terrorists with links to the US. Here's more.
According to a statement issued by Iran's intelligence ministry, the 12 arrested suspects of the deadly explosion in Shiraz are members of a terrorist group linked to the U.S. Their main aim was to provoke fear and create chaos in the country, and their next target was the International Book Fair in Tehran.
They had major plans, and we are seriously following up on the case. Their links with the U.S. is clear, and this puts the U.S. in a great paradox. On the one hand, all the talks about democracy and human rights, and on the other hand, supporting terrorist groups.
The double standards of the West are nothing new, and we should not forget that diplomacy doesn't mean doing what you say and saying what you do.
Along with their policies, they are also pursuing psychological operations. It's not about telling the truth, but what they want you to think is the truth. Look back in history and what's happening now around the world, and you realize that the West has never been seeking peace. But they kept talking about human rights, peace, and security.
It's a very serious matter, and it's so sad to see that how the great powers, namely the United States and United Kingdom, who are claiming that they are leading the war against terrorism, how they are using these double standard policies towards Iran, and at the same time that they are saying that we are going to fight against terrorism here and there, they are supporting those terrorist groups in Iran, how they have been supporting MKO, for example.
The deadly blast on April 12th ripped through a packed mosque during a prayer ceremony in Shiraz, killing 13 people and wounding at least 200. Iranian officials say they will file an international lawsuit against Britain and the United States for having sponsored the terrorist group. Gisumi Shahmadi, Press TV, Tehran.